WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program on this blazing hot Tuesday. And again, keep in mind, it's only going to get hotter. And then tomorrow is going to be a slightly less hot. And then Thursday, we're going to be back to the 70s. Not, you know, afros and bell-bottom 70s, but the comfortable temperature 70s. So you just got to get through the next couple of days and try to do it as safely as possible. We're going to talk some more this hour, probably about the weather and how you can stay cool, but also we can talk some more about that New Bedford swap shop that is now open. If you are a reader, this is going to be huge for you because you can drop off books that you don't need anymore, and you can find new books, and it's all free if you're a New Bedford resident at the New Bedford swap shop. Also cookware and bakeware and things like that too, but you can read all about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but we'll talk more about it. The New Bedford Swap Shop, now open at the Recycling Center. So you got books you don't want, bring them on down. And who knows, you might find something new to read down there as well. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, it's mornings like this that I can't handle. It's just, I've never been very good in the heat at all. And, you know, days like this, too, that the sun is out, but the sun is out everywhere you go. So, like, if I want to get in a car and go to places where I like walking, it's bad because the AC in my car doesn't work, and I got to drive to where I'm going, and it gets very stifling inside the car.
I feel you on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hate it. And I don't know. I need a when you have to fit your AC in your car. Look at the word. It doesn't need Freon. It needs that, what is it?
Compressor?
That's what it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's an expensive fix.
I don't know
fix. Why
I can't remember that word. But, it's horrible. And in the hallways in the building, sometimes if I'm really lazy and I don't want to go out, I'll do all the floors in the building, up and down. But even that, there's no air ventilation in the hallways here. You could just pass out. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with them here. When my mother first moved in many years ago, the hallways were nice and cool. We had some ventilation coming in, and they're trying to say, oh, no, we never had that. Oh, yes, you did, because a lot of the residents would open their door just a little so that cool air would come in the apartments for the people that didn't have an AC. They were expensive because you can only buy one type of AC for this building. It has to fit in the sleeve that's in the wall. And you're looking at least $700, $800, $900.
Wow.
You get a used one, and even then it doesn't last long, you know. But I'm thinking maybe today. I haven't done this for a while, but once in a great while, I make my own sugar-free ice cream a little bit.
Wow.
So I might do that. You got to have it tasting good. So I do use occasionally stevia. I buy it in a little packet from Walmart, and it's not the kind of sweetness that will cause cancer and stuff like that. It comes from the natural sugar cane, but they extract a lot from it, and it takes very little to get the flavor you want. You don't have to even put a teaspoon or a whole tablespoon into it, depending how much you're making.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to put flavoring, which would be, I'm against that too. But since I don't do that a lot, I don't see anything wrong with trying the flavored stuff. But unless you want to add nuts or something, pistachio ice cream, whatever it is. And I came across a recipe the other day, and I do love pistachio ice cream, when you just go out and buy it and eat it. But I don't want to go through all that with the pistachios and everything, because then I'm going to overeat the doggone thing. Who's going to eat just, one little cup? No, not me. If I'm going to do it once a year or twice a year, I want to taste it. I want to eat it.
Yeah, well, hey, if you want to enjoy it, go to McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. Get some of their homemade stuff.
Where is that?
In Fairhaven, in the Lifestyles Plaza.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, yeah, I could go there when I'm going to Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I do make, I would have to say maybe once a month, sometimes twice a month, I make my little chocolate cupcake things, and I use that little stevia in it, and I use sugar-free cocoa mix. Oh, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it's satisfying. It doesn't all.
Oh, you dropped out a little. We lost you a little bit there, Mary.
Well, that you're talking about the sweetener that I use, that it costs money. Let me tell you, it's very expensive now. And they made the bags a lot smaller, and they put less inside. So they not only raised the prices, but they're giving you less of the product. The same thing with the cans of coffee. They've shrunk them so small. I mean, you're getting less coffee, and the prices are so high. But I think that might change soon. They're trying to say that Charmaine's coming back. We haven't found it yet, but I saw it on the internet.
Yeah,
the it's Charmaine from Fall River.
It's making its way. Have speaking of the stevia, did you get a chance to go over to that Rite Aid? They had that Zevia soda.
Oh no, I didn't go. I called up though. I called up the one on the avenue. And they said, it's all gone, try the others. I said, well, instead of me riding around in the heat, could you just let me know if they have any? She goes, oh, I'd have to call each store. I said, well, okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah, they're wiping out everything in those stores, yeah.
Well, but I'm glad you caught that. I appreciate that. You thought of me. That was very, very nice.
Well, if I see it again, because what I did is I went in there and I bought, they had multiple copies of my book, and so I bought them 50% off so that I can sell them again at full cost later when I do my book, my events later on this year.
Well, good for you. Have you been riding a bike or anything?
No, because I'm still recovering from this knee thing.
Hey, talk about that now. Remember I asked you one of my calls if... did you talk to your doctor about cutting out the metformin? You're down to 5-something on your A1C?
Yeah, so now I'm going through a little thing where my doctor's retiring. So now I have a new doctor coming in, so I've got to start all over. And I'm not going to see my new doctor now until September.
Well, I was going to say, you found a new primary. You know how hard that is? I waited 8 months to get the one I have now, and I'm not satisfied either. And if I tried to find another one, forget it.
They just assigned it to me, so...
Well, you got lucky with that.
So
maybe you're getting special treatment that I'm not getting.
I think it's just because they have to alert everybody that she's retiring. Before I let you go, I'm gonna see if I can patch you through with our next guest, our next caller, and you can say hello. So hold on, let me see if I can make this work. Should work. Hello, Shawnee, you're on with Mary.
Shawnee, I just, what a surprise. Hello?
Is it not working?
Maybe she don't want to talk to me. Who knows?
I don't know. It should be working. Oh, are you there, Shawnee? Sorry, Mary.
Hi, yeah.
Sorry, Mary. I hung up on you by accident, but I was trying to patch the two of you together so you could talk to each other, but I guess it didn't work.
Say bye to Mary first. You could give Mary my phone number if you want, you know.
No, I accidentally dropped her off completely, so she probably heard you say goodbye on the radio, though.
Yeah, listen, if you want, you can give her my phone number.
Okay.
She can call me when she wants.
I will.
But listen to me, I commend her for doing all that in this heat. I can't, I'm just like a vegetable. I just stay inside. I just water my flowers and come back in. I can't take this heat.
Yeah, I can't either. It's not for me.
No, me neither. I canceled my chiropractor yesterday. It was just too hot. Yeah, you were talking about stevia. It is expensive, but I bought some chocolates at Walgreens on sale in the back, but they were $7.50 for a small bag of chocolate-covered stevia peanuts.
Wow.
They were good. That's crazy money.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, all that, you know, all the special sweeteners and all that just ups the price even more. I don't think it necessarily has to. I think they just do it because they know they can.
Right, because people need it. And now that the prices went up, I don't think they're going to go back down because they're greedy. the companies are greedy. If they can get away with what Mary's saying, putting less product in and leaving the price the way it is, it's not going to, you know, that's not going to go back down. I don't think you.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the problem is every time you've got prices that go up, people get used to paying them. And then so why would you drop it down? And even if you drop it down a little bit, it's still going to be more than it was before.
Yeah, I had a carpal tunnel surgery back in April 14th on my left hand. I got it in both hands, actually, but I didn't. She wanted to do both. I'm glad I didn't do both because how could you function with both done at once? And
right.
And it hurts. They tell me it was nothing, but you need your hands for everything. And you know when you go to get up out of a chair, when you put your palm down, mm-hmm. you don't realize all these little things that you do with your hands that you can't do afterwards when you have the surgery. So I gave up, actually, right now. She says it takes 9 months to heal. I gave up the numbness at night for the pain. Like I have when I picked up my air conditioner, which I shouldn't have done, but it's not a real big one. I usually can get it by one movement. I had to put it on a tote and then into the window, you know, because of the carpal tunnel, the palm. They cut it, you know?
Yeah, I didn't realize till when I had my kidney out, I didn't realize how much, like, just that core is important to every single thing that you do. I thought, oh, I can just kind of, you know, carry myself through. But every step, you know, involves that whole part of your body.
I know. They went inside. Yes, they went in front way to you?
Kind of the side, yeah. So they were going to go in and take it out with the robot, and then it turns out that the tumor had grown a little bit bigger than they thought, so they had to go in manually and just take the whole thing out.
Well, I don't know if you know about me, but I've been cut from under my bust to my pubic, and you know what that, you know a little bit of what that feels like then, because that's my core has been ruined from my two surgeries.
Yeah, it's
my
rough.
Yeah, my intestine had burst, and I had a colostomy bag.
Oof. Well, hopefully you're feeling better now.
Well, no, this has been a lot of years ago, but that never gets better, what I have. Now I have rectus diastasis. Yeah, in my abdomen. It's, you can't tell by looking at me, but I mean, I've been through a lot.
Well, I'm glad that you're not going through it now.
No use in complaining, right? Who's going to listen? But
exactly.
Anyway, you, how's your knee doing?
Doing better. Yeah, getting there. It's almost healed up, so probably another week or so, and I won't even realize it anymore.
You really gashed it, though, huh?
It's not even so much that it was bad. It was just that it's just in the worst possible spot. It's literally right across the middle of the knee. So every step that I took just made it worse.
You're lucky you didn't break your kneecap.
Yeah, I'm definitely lucky. I mean, that was the first thing I thought of is, you know, at least there's no structural damage.
Yeah. Who do you got for that? What doctor?
I went to urgent care over here for that.
Oh, you're not following up with an ortho?
No, I don't know. There was no damage at all in the x-ray. Everything's good.
Oh, all right. I got AC on with the fans, but it's still hot.
And yeah,
I got the door closed, but it's hot, and you go in the other rooms. I don't know. Oh, I can't stand it. I hope it don't come back. We usually don't get these heat waves till July and August.
Well, hopefully this is one and done for the summer when it comes to heat waves. We'll see.
Hey, listen, next time Mary calls, if you want to give her my phone number, give it to her, okay?
All right, I will.
All right, it'll be good to talk with her. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. That's what we do here. We bring people together. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
We need a hockey song, a fundamental jam. So we got a bum-bum-bum.
And welcome back in. We just got some word from the mayor's office that today at 11 a.m. at City Hall, New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell will have a press conference to make an announcement about the future of the New Bedford Police Department. So I'm going to just guess this means that we are going to be naming a new police chief today. Unfortunately, I will not be able to make it over there in person, but we'll make sure that we get all the information and have it up for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app as quickly as we can, because it sounds like big news. New police chief, I'm going to assume. Don't know that for sure, but it certainly sounds like that is the case. I have a meeting at 10, and I don't think I can get over there by 11. And also, I didn't dress for a press conference today. I dressed for the heat here in the studio. So I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. Although, I might be better dressed than some of the other media these days. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I mean, the process was still relatively quick. I mean, maybe he's announcing that they've got finalists, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be a naming of the new chief. Anybody want to make predictions? I just opened up DraftKings. They're not taking bets on it, though. So we can't wager on it, but we can take predictions. All right, I've got to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, let's turn it over to Mike Roberts in the newsroom.
Flight turbulence results in 5 injuries in North Carolina. Oil and gasoline prices on the rise. And new research on naps.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A private company is creating the largest ICE detention center in California. CoreCivic will convert a 2,500-bed facility in California City to the state's largest migrant detention center. The agreement with ICE is part of a federal effort to expand detention capacity. California Governor Newsom previously tried to block private prisons from housing ICE detainees, but a federal court ruled he cannot prevent private firms from assisting immigration enforcement. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to deport convicted criminals to so-called third countries, even if they have no connection to that nation. It puts a hold on federal judges' ruling that said those being deported should have a chance to bring claims that they would be at risk of persecution or death if sent to other countries. All 3 liberal judges on the court dissented. American Airlines investigating after 5 people hospitalized following turbulence on a flight. 3 flight attendants, 2 passengers on flight 1286 from Miami to Raleigh-Durham were taken to the hospital after landing on Sunday night. The airline said the fasten seatbelt sign was on when the turbulence hit, indicating that passengers and crew should have been securely fastened, but some passengers say the sign was not illuminated and have pointed to weather conditions as another cause of the incident. The oil market reacting after U.S. strikes in Iran. They were on the rise and now are said to start dropping after what's being labeled as Iran's restrained retaliation against the U.S. With the oil price dip, stocks responded with a 200-point jump in the Dow's industrial average. Investors warn any more aggression from Iran, Israel, or the U.S. could spook the markets again. Military analysts say Iran's attack against the U.S. air base in Qatar may be just an effort to save face with its people. Meanwhile, gasoline prices in the state have jumped almost 9 cents in the last week. Today, June 24th, marks 4 years since the collapse of the Champlain Tower South that killed 98 people in Surfside, Florida. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has released some findings into its $30 million investigation. Investigator Glenn Bell says that there were many factors that contributed to the crash.
All of these factors combined to cause critically low margins of safety at the time of failure. But it's important to note that the first two, design understrength and misplaced reinforcement, caused the bulk of the critically low margins.
There are many known benefits of napping, including increased energy and creativity, but a new report suggests they can also increase your risk of death.
A major study out of Harvard Medical School and Mass General Hospital has found that when you nap and how you nap are major factors. 15 to 30 minute power naps are ideal, but sleeping longer than that is linked to a higher risk of mortality. Researchers say long naps can reflect underlying conditions like depression or early degenerative changes, especially as we age. Long nappers also tend to have higher blood pressure and body mass index, which can lead to obesity, diabetes and heart disease. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports.
Angels beat the Red Sox last night 9-5 in Los Angeles. Those two teams back at it tonight at 9:38.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Another absolute scorcher of a day, even more so than what we saw on Monday, considering temperatures start in the 70s. But by the afternoon, even the coast, no relief at the beach. We're going to see coastal temperatures in the low 90s. And then as you head inland, we're looking at temperatures in northern Bristol County in the mid and upper 90s, even triple digits. And by the way, it's going to feel like we're in the triple digits across the board today because of the humidity and the sun angle. So make sure you're spending time in the AC where it's a lot cooler and a little bit easier on your body. Now, as we move into tonight, we still stay pretty toasty with temperatures in the mid and upper 70s and another warm day on Wednesday. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
One of my favorite songs, one of my favorite records was The Power Station. The super group, The Power Station. Which, anything that gets more Robert Palmer in my life, I'm all for. But The Power Station with John Taylor and Andy Taylor, both from Duran Duran. I mean, it just that whole album is great. It's one of the records, literally vinyl records, that I play all the time at home. The Power Station. You get that. You got their cover of T-Rex's Bang-A-Gong. The whole thing is great. All right, 508-996-0500. App chat on the WBSM app. Don't forget, too, you can use the app and the website to enter to win this week's concert contest. We are giving away tickets to see Shinedown at TD Garden with special guests Bush and Morgan Wade, and that's going to be a heck of a show, and you could be there for free. There's tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com, and we have a link there at WBSM.com and on the app to buy the tickets if you want to do that. But we have your chance to win tickets. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where I know, I talked with Kelly over there yesterday, they're going to be raffling off. So when we do these ticket giveaways, a lot of the times we're able to give a pair of tickets to Stevie's and they raffle them off over there to give people another chance at winning. And they're going to be raffling off a pair of those Cyndi Lauper tickets. So if you didn't win, keep your eyes peeled at Stevie's Wine and Spirits because they're going to have a pair of those to give away. So that's going to be a great show too. Can't wait for that one. That's why I won't be at 50s night this year, unfortunately, unless it rains, and then I'll be there the week after, but we don't want that to happen. We want everything to go off without a hitch. So earlier I was talking about with the heat today, with this oppressive heat and humidity today, record-breaking temperatures, that, and you can read about this on the website, on the app, Gazelle from over at Phone 107 wrote the story, and they're not the only one, but Star Drive-In has decided to close today and not open up, not put their employees at risk, and choosing people over profits. If you've never been to Star Drive-In, great food, but if you've never been there before, it's basically an all-glass front, a little like counter area to sit at along those windows, and then the ordering counter, and then the kitchen. So not only is it a hot kitchen, but they're baking in that giant sunlight too, and it's just going to be brutal in there. So the owner, Erica Madden, said, you know what? Instead, we're going to just close down so that everybody can be, you know, safe, and I'll lose what would have been probably a pretty busy day's worth of sales, because people don't want to cook. They're going to want to go there to get something to eat. They're going to want to go there to get ice cream or a milkshake or something. And, or a frap, since I'm wearing a shirt today that says, I don't give a frap. But they could have done a good amount of business today, I am sure. But instead, she chose not to open so that her employees didn't have to endure that heat. And not a lot of businesses will do that, but I did see that there are a lot who are making that choice. And in the story, and we shared it on the WBSM Facebook page and on the Fun 107 Facebook page and in some of the restaurant groups, and we got a lot of people who were, you know, praising them and saying, you know what, the next day you're open, I'm going to go there and support you for what you did. And so, you know, hopefully they get enough extra business from this that they make up for losing today. But also there have been a decent amount of people, too, that have been complaining about this and saying, oh, you know, come on, toughen up. You got a job in a kitchen, you got to expect that there's going to be hot days. No, this is record-breaking heat. This is dangerous heat. This is a 100-degree heat. Not heat index, 100-degree heat. That's Lakeville. Well, I'm sorry, East Taunton. So it's on practically Lakeville. It's almost on the line there, you know, right off of 140. But that, you're not on the coast there. That is inland. So that is going to be, that is northern Bristol County. That is going to be 100-degree temps. Then you add on top of that being inside that kitchen, and then add on top of that those big glass windows that are only going to help conduct the heat more. You know, it's going to get 110, 115, 120 degrees in there. And if you think that it's a, you know, that a 17-year-old kid, an 18-year-old kid should toughen up so that you can go get a cheeseburger and a milkshake, come on. Have a little empathy. Or go get your cheeseburger and milkshake from a place that has an air-conditioned kitchen. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, good. How are you?
All right.
We tried the dipper. Oh, my God, that pizza is out of this world.
Yeah.
My brother went and bought us 7 of them the other night to try all different ones. They have a lot. They don't mention all the different toppings they have, but he said they had tons of toppings on for different ones.
What one did you like the best out of the ones you tried?
Oh, we had the meat lovers. I love that one anyway. I love that. It was good. The pepperoni was really good. And the cheese, I tried that. He kept one down his end. I don't know what that one
did
was.
Did you do any with the hot honey on it?
We have some in the house. I think he put our own on there. I'm not sure. I didn't have any of the hot honey. But,
so I like the pepperoni with the hot honey, and I like the linguica with the gold fever sauce.
Yep. Now, what did you say, the linguica or the pepperoni?
Pepperoni with hot honey, linguica with gold fever sauce.
Yeah, I think we get that one. And the something golden chicken.
Yep.
I don't know, he bought a whole bunch of them. And it's cute because I haven't seen that in years, how they put them on those cardboard plates.
Yeah, they're very adamant about, even Linwood, which was like the originator of those cardboard plates in the brown paper bags, even they've gone away from that and gone to the boxes. But Josh is adamant about keeping the plates in the bags.
Oh, it was awesome. And then they gave us a bunch of paper plates to bring home so we didn't have to use dishes. they were so nice. And I called up. I said, I'll tell you, that is the best pizza I ever had. Really is. The cheese and everything is just good. It's even good cold. I like cool pizza anyway. But the pepperoni, it's like the little cup ones, aren't they? The little
people love those cups.
Mm-hmm. delicious. It was good. I'm glad you put that on. But I don't know. Somebody else told him because I didn't tell him about it. But he brought a whole bunch home, and I saw that was great.
I'm glad you liked it. And they deliver, too, through the different delivery apps.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. So DoorDash, Grubhub, yep, you can get them delivered.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my friend drives for DoorDash, yeah. Oh, that's great. Good. So what are the new ones they have in Wayham? Any new ones out there? I know Bell's closed, but they didn't close, but they sold it.
No, they sold it. They sold it. But they're going to, you know, we'll supposedly, I talked to Judy Bump. She's going to reach out to me when they can talk a little bit more and give me more of the story and hopefully put me in touch with the new owner and we can find out what plans they have. But they're going to have that same style pizza like the Dipper has, that South Shore bar pizza style, because the guy that bought it is the guy that owns Cornerstones in Carver, and they're one of the places that's really known for that pizza. So
wow. And even had a lacy crust. Oh, so good. We'll get that tonight. That sounds good. But
there you go.
Again. All right, you stay cool.
All right, you
have
as well.
Good day.
You too.
Thanks, bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. I was like, good gracious, asshole, spacious, flirtatious. I had to let that play. I know. Right now, people are like, I can't believe you let it say ass on the Nelly song. But it's all right. It was the radio edit. It's the clean version. It's okay to say it. Also, I mean, it is. It is bodacious, so, I mean, what do you want me to say? Anyway, I mean, I get a lot of compliments on it. Even when I was, you know, 300 pounds, you know, all the old ladies used to tell me, you've got a really nice bum. So, hey, all right. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking about how the Star Drive-In, and many other restaurants, but we just kind of use this as an example. They were one of the first to post about it, but they closed down today. Rather than have their employees have to deal with this heat in the kitchen. And while most people are praising them, some people are coming back and being like, kids today are too soft. Yeah, you go stand in that kitchen for 8 hours and tell me how soft you are. You know, tell me how hard you are after standing in that kitchen and dealing with that heat for 8 hours. You're going to melt too. So there's that we can discuss. Also, as I've been mentioning, the swap shop is now open at the New Bedford Recycling Center. If you want to drop some stuff off, if you want to go and get some stuff for yourself, all the details are at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And at 11 o'clock, the mayor is holding a press conference at City Hall for an announcement for the future of the New Bedford Police Department. And I think there's two ways this can go. One is we're either going to get a new police chief today, or two, he's totally disbanding the police department and saying, we're not spending the money anymore. We're going to save that money. And you're all just going to fend for yourselves. I think the first one is probably more likely than the second. At this point, I'm just performing for Chris McCarthy. I don't even care if anybody's listening at this point. No, so we will get an announcement today at 11. I'm assuming we'll probably be a new police chief. Also, we will get an announcement at some point this week with details on the fireworks for the Independence Day celebration. So what I can tell you is that the fireworks, I can't tell you what day they're happening yet. They're probably not happening on July 4th. I put out your story originally, and I said the July 4th fireworks, and I was corrected by the mayor's office to say we didn't say the fireworks were happening on July 4th. So as I said yesterday, that leads me to think it'd probably be on July 5th, right? Because, you know, you're not going to do it on Friday night. You'll probably do it on Saturday night. It's easier to have fireworks on a Saturday night, get people downtown on a Saturday night. But then I've heard through sources it's not happening Saturday either, that it's probably happening on Thursday, July 3rd. And why would that be? Well, probably because they waited too long and people were already booked for the 4th and the 5th to do firework shows in other communities. So don't take that as gospel, but I would start making plans for, you know, the fireworks on July 3rd. If that's something you want to go out and check out for yourself. I'll look up in the sky if I happen to see them, but I'm not making it a point to go out and see fireworks anywhere. That's not a slight on New Bedford. That's just, I'm not a fireworks person. You see one fireworks explosion, you've seen them all, and I'm just not a big fan. Not since the days when I was running around the Brockton Fair with my cousin and we were picking up the shells, and I still have a piece of one of those shells that I got in 1989, because it was the summer that Batman came out. We were all wearing our Batman shirts. I got one of the pieces of the shell from the fireworks. I still have it to this day, and if you peel back a little of the paper, you can smell the gunpowder still, or the you know, the gunpowder. That's what they use in it. Yeah. So you can still smell it still to this day. And that would have been, you know, over 30 years ago, 35, 30, oh man, 36 years ago. Damn, I'm old. But anyway, so yeah, you know, if you're all excited for fireworks, we'll have all those details for you as soon as we get them. But I'm going to take my final break here, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. Still time to squeeze in a call if you want to do that, 508-996-0500. Then we'll give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now, and he'll be taking your calls as well. Then we'll have Barry, Howie, and don't forget Brian Thomas is back with Brian's Beat every night at 6 o'clock. A very lively show last night, as you can imagine. Brian took some issue with President Trump's handling of the bombing of Iran and lack of congressional approval. So if you missed that episode at all and you want to go back and listen to it, the podcast is now available on WBSM.com, on the app, and wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. Well, that's about going to do it for me. We're going to turn things over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. You can give him a call at 508-996-0500. I will be back tomorrow. We will have an all-new edition of the program, and we'll, hopefully we won't melt today. Then we'll just got to get through some of the heat tomorrow, and then things will cool off on Thursday. So if you need to cool down, head on over to McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. Get yourself a porch sampler. That'll cool you.